I'm David Ford. Peppercorn Children's Theater continues to bring inventive and engaging original works to young theatergoers and the young at heart. Last month, Peppercorn became a programming arm of the Children's Museum of Winston-Salem, giving Peppercorn the capacity and resources to expand its vision and programming year-round. Peppercorn producing director John Bowers and managing director Anna Rooney.
John and I met when I first started at School of the Arts in the fall of 2010, and he told me that he had written a children's play about a little boy who invents a kitten machine, and that sounded very exciting to me, so I said, could I read it? He sent it to me, and I told him we should do this. We pitched the idea to some friends who were in the drama school, had a little kind of meet and greet to see if we could find enough people who'd be interested. And we ended up getting 8 rising third years from the drama school to stay in town that summer, the summer of 2011, and do the show with us. And so we thought, well, if we're doing one show and they're going to stay here the whole summer, what else can we do all summer? Let's do a few more shows. We can't afford to buy rights for anything, so let's write them all ourselves. And we got a student from the music school to compose music for one of them, and started looking for students from the School of Design and Production to work with us and help us build our sets and build our props.
So if you're familiar with the plot of If You Give a Mouse a Cookie, it was pretty much that. We've kept producing all original work, which started out of necessity and has become the core of our mission of creating new plays for the audiences of families here in Winston-Salem and the surrounding communities.
Why is that important to you?
It's important because we feel that looking at the body of work that was out there in terms of children's theater, there were things that we wanted to see out there, the kind of work that we feel challenged by as artists that we wanted to put on. And so we decided, let's write some of our own pieces and see if we can get them into the canon of children's theater.
We also want to incubate the original work of our audiences, and this is something that we realized as we were creating our work. We started to watch our audience members and the children who would go home after our shows and come back and tell us stories about them playing Peppercorn in their own homes. And an audience member who has grown to be a dear friend of ours, Sadie, who's 9 years old, went and created her own costume based on our production of The Importance of Being Earnest, with a huge bustle that was made out of a swimming ring, and she covered it with towels, and she had a fan, and they would go around playing Peppercorn. And so we started to realize that when we're being resourceful and we're using puppets that are made out of recycled materials, and when we're creating those original things the way we do it, we can be a model for young artists, as young as 4, 5, 6, who they go home feeling empowered that they too can go home and create. They can tell their own stories. They can build their own sets. They can build their own costumes. And that they can tell the stories just like we do. And so we want them to feel like that now, so that when they're our age, that they continue to do the kind of work that we're doing.
Peppercorn Children's Theater producing director John Bowers and managing director Anna Rooney. Songs for Everyone, a harmony-driven adventure for the entire family, opens Friday, November 28th, with shows at 11 a.m., 2 and 7 p.m., Saturday at 11, and Sunday afternoon at 3. Written and performed by the Blue-Eyed Bettys, the production features Daniel Emmond on banjo, Sarah Hund on violin, and Ben Mackel on guitar at the Children's Museum of Winston-Salem. Tickets are just $3 for museum members, and you'll find links to more information at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm David Ford.